This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for hanging out with me for a little bit today. So glad you made that choice because I got the okay from one of the amazing humans within the Primal Potential Masters Club to share our one-on-one conversation. And that's what I'm doing today. It was such a great conversation. She was so clear and honest about what she wants and what she's going to do about it. It inspired me. It inspired the rest of the Masters Club. So when I asked her if I could share it on the podcast and she said yes, I was tremendously grateful to her. So as I mentioned in episodes 480 and I think 481, I'm going through these exercises, usually small group calls with everybody in the Masters Club, so we can work together to create rebrands for ourselves. And I won't go through the backstory on what that means. Are we trying to change ourselves? What is that all about? Because I explain that and give all of the rationale in episodes 480 and 481. I think you'll really enjoy those episodes. So if you haven't listened to those and you don't know what this means, this rebranding exercise, you can hear those details in those episodes. I'll also link to them over in the show notes. And these rebranding workshops, mini workshops, have usually been happening with video chats with about four or five of us. But we had to reschedule the one that I'm sharing with you today. So this was one-on-one. And I want to begin by quickly reading an email she had sent me ahead of time. And our call picks up with me referencing this email as a jumping off point. And she says, "Well, actually, I'm kind of thinking about things a little bit differently, and that's the part I'm going to share with you guys." So here is the email that she sent in advance of this rebranding discussion we had. "Hi, Elizabeth. Sorry I wasn't able to attend the rebranding call. It looks like all the slots are filled, so I thought I would email you my initial thoughts to get feedback. I think I know where I want to start. I have a great deal of joy in my life in all aspects, but I know I could have even more. I feel like I settle for good instead of going for great. And I don't want to feel like I've settled where I could have pursued excellence. My standards may not be high enough because I feel very satisfied with my life, but I also see opportunities for making it better and more fulfilling. My job is reasonably satisfying, but I could make it better. My relationships are good, but most could be better. My finances are not that great, but I'm generally okay where I'm at. They definitely could be better. My nutrition has gotten quite consistent, but it could also be better. Exercise is very good, but I don't get enough movement. Sleep is better than it used to be, but I'd often like to get more. I'm thinking my mantra should be great, so that with every choice, I try to be great instead of just good. Let me know what you think. Have a great day." So I emailed her back and I said, "The slots aren't all filled. Of course, I'm going to make time for you." We hopped on a call and you'll hear that I wanted to start with my thoughts on this email, the idea of settling and playing it safe. But you'll also see the conversation kind of comes full circle to that. And it's pretty powerful. You're really going to enjoy the insight that she shares with me in this discussion. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you on the other side. What I would love to do is I want to start by reading the email that you sent to me. And then I want to ask you after you've heard me read it, because it's sometimes different to like type something out and have it in your voice.
Can I just say, I feel like I've like gone not 180 degrees, but I feel like that's not where I'm necessarily going with my brand.
What changed?
I think listening to other people and also just doing a lot of sort of self-reflection, you know, what do I really want? What is really, you know, what is really going to make me happy? and try to, you know, instead of kind of this sort of, not airy fairy, but, you know, general sense of, oh, I could improve, you know, I was like, that's kind, you know, that's kind of bullshit, but, so we can do whatever you want.
No, yeah, tell me where you're at now. Like, I would love to know, because in your, where you were at last you emailed was kind of like, things could be great. I've convinced myself that they're kind of good enough, but they could be better.
Yeah.
But you're in a different place. So tell me about that.
Yeah. And I guess that is still true, but I think I have to take you back to, it's taken me a really long time to, or it took me a really long time to clean up my diet, and, you know, whatever, I'm not comparing myself to anyone else. So if it takes me for the rest of my life to meet my goals, that's fine. So I cleaned up my diet. I got consistent, but I still wasn't really getting physical results. And I was okay with that for a while because I saw so much progress in other areas. Just the ability to change my perspective and, you know, saying affirmations and expressing gratitude and, you know, all that stuff. It made me calmer and happier. And, but still, I wasn't making headway physically. So, you know, came to the realization that, okay, I must be eating more than my body needs. So, you know, with practice, getting rid of snacks and doing some intermittent fasting, really paying attention to what hunger feels like. For the first time, really, since I've been working with you, I've now started to see, you know, what it takes for my body to make progress. And now that I've, you know, now that I've started to see the progress, like that, you know, the weight loss or the fat loss is really my goal at this point, where as maybe it wasn't so much in the past.
Sure.
And so I, you know, and I feel like I've got the recipe. I know what to do. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of doing it, and really, you know, I'm doing it more for myself because it's something I honestly never really thought that I would be able to lose all of the weight that I needed and keep it off. And, you know, now I know that that is possible, and it, yes, it still may take me a while, but I think I really, really want to accomplish that because I haven't accomplished it. And I feel like I've been successful with everything. And this is the one thing that's just eluded me. So that's sort of my focus, but, and my mantra is eat less, move more, but that's not my brand. My brand, and is proudly disciplined. And to me, this means I'm disciplined to make choices that make me feel proud. And that can apply to any area of my life, you know, not just nutrition, but, you know, discipline to get up in the morning and do the workout, or just, you know, cause that's going to make me feel proud.
Yeah.
Discipline to get to bed early. Cause that's going to make me, you know, feel proud if I, you know, get 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
So first, I want to say how proud I am of you for owning that, because you could have kind of stayed ambiguous, like you said, kind of like, well, you know, everything's okay, but it could be better. And I think sometimes when we've made progress in so many other areas, that's kind of the path we take to make us feel a little safer. Like, it feels risky to say, I want this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it feels a little safer to be like, I mean, hey, like, things are pretty good. So I'm proud of you for saying, this is the thing I want, and I know it's possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
The one area where I think you might be building in a buffer for you from an ego standpoint, like a playing it safe standpoint, or a giving yourself an out standpoint, is jumped out at me when you said, if it takes me the rest of my life to reach my goals, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know that if you apply proud discipline and the best version of yourself to this goal, it doesn't have to take you very long. And I'm not saying that perfection should be your standard, but I think it's like a built-in sort of like, well, you know, I mean, whatever. It gives you an escape hatch.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
So I get it. You are, you know, you have some hormonal imbalances that can make a higher degree of consistency necessary for results. So I get that. I get you want to acknowledge that it's not a race, but I think that your mindset about it, where you're saying, hey, it could take me the rest of my life, is less true and more safety net.
Yeah. So what do you recommend?
Stop telling that story. To your thoughts, to yourself, to other people. Yeah. Like, I don't think in any way that changes your brand. I think telling, meaning proudly disciplined, is amazing. I love it. I got chills when you said it. I think it's so powerful, and I know it's going to resonate not only with you every day and every moment, but with everybody that hears that. What I think could erode it is this story of like, well, if it takes the rest of my life, because then you have that laissez-faire, hey.
Well, and then I'm not practicing.
Exactly.
Being the proud discipline. Exactly.
Because we both know.
If I do what, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that is an awesome and powerful brand. And I want to see what, say, 5 to 7 days of a commitment to practicing that in as many moments as you have the opportunity. I want to see what that shifts. But you can't unleash the power of that brand if you're still clinging to, hey, if it takes forever, it takes forever. Because that is... Because
honestly, I don't want it to take forever. And I know it doesn't need to take forever. And the sooner I do it, the further along I'm... You know, I am, and just in crossing that off my list. I don't want the weight to be an issue.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw something the other day. Now I'm going to have to scroll for it and find it, because it totally relates to that. It said something like, I'm not going to be able to find it right now, but essentially, like, whether you go slow or you go fast, it's going to take effort. So double down the effort and shorten the damn time, you know, like,
exactly.
It's going to require a change of behavior. It's actually going to be more painful emotionally and mentally to go slow. It's kind of like, if you're tired of going slow, go fast.
Right. And if you go slow, you know, then it's, you're sort of, I don't know, running in place or something.
And like you said, that's not what makes you proud.
No.
It's going to take another level of yourself. And it's like the old brand is what you, the it could take forever thing is your old brand. Like, hey, I'm doing better. It's better than it used to be. I'm happier than I used to be. So they're totally in conflict. One is the old brand that we're trying to break from, and one is the new brand that we're trying to create. So the big thing is that narrative is gone. It's not about tomorrow. It is about proudly disciplined in every moment today. It's not about how long it takes you to get from where you are now to where you want to be. It is about proudly disciplined today.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's a real, it's a subtle shift, but it'll make a world of difference, because you've let go of that, well, hey, I don't have to be perfect. I'm not in a race, which defies that strength and conviction of proudly disciplined.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm excited, honestly.
I'm excited for you. What can I do, or what can the group do? What do you need to stay accountable to yourself and carry this forward into action that that spans weeks and months instead of maybe hours or days?
You know, I think I know what to, well, I know what to do. You know, it's one of the things I don't really do that well, and and really to reach my goal, I need to do it, is more progress pictures and measurements.
Are you comfortable doing that every Sunday? Not sharing it, but sharing that you did it. So when we do our intention and reflection at the beginning and end of every week, like, I took my progress pictures, I took my measurements, and I am still, today and tomorrow, showing up as proudly disciplined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that sort of accountability is helpful.
I agree. Will you choose it?
Yes, I will choose it.
Because I think you're spot on that you know what you need to do. That's why I'm saying, how do we hold you accountable to actually doing it? How do we support mm-hmm. you? Because you've known, but now you have the clarity and the certainty and the determination to say, I'm not going to play scared anymore and play small and give myself these outs. I want this and I'm going for it. And I have to carry that strength forward and choose it even when I'm having a day where I don't care or I don't want to. Or it's not top of mind.
Absolutely.
So every week, just not sharing your pictures or anything like that, but I took them and I'm still connected to my brand, or I've modified it in this way. And when you feel like the strength and passion and fire behind it is waning a little bit, say so and ask for help because you know this tribe will for sure help you get back to that fire.
It just keeps getting better and better.
I know. Yes. I feel like so I am so inspired by this group every day. It is such a gift.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. And so you have to, as much as you can participate in feeding that, allow it to also feed you when you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of drifting or being like, oh, it's been a shitty week. Like, no, guys, help. I know you have the power to light me on fire, and I need it right now.
Yeah.
Even if you say, like, my level of attachment to this brand was like a 10 5 days ago, and now it's like a 7, help me get it back. You know, because that allows the group, too, to check themselves and their passion and their consistency. And, you know, if I went into the group and said, guys, I'm just having a day, reading the way that they pour into me would inspire you. And so if you do that, then everybody that reads that gets the same opportunity to benefit from it.
Right.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm going to run uphill.
Yes. I love that. I love that. Are you comfortable with me sharing this recording with the group?
Oh, sure.
Because I think that they are going to love.
I have no secrets.
I know. And it's been so great, you know, to hear where other people are at and what they're working through. And it'll be cool to see how these brands not only impact the people who are choosing them and creating them, but also how they're influencing the people that are hearing them.
Oh, I have to tell you, like, more than anything else, just listening to those recordings is so powerful.
Yeah.
Each one of them.
Yeah.
Because it makes you think about yourself and you see little bits of yourself in each person's.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we can all grow from every person's experience.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is such a powerful way to get to know people.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's terrific.
Yeah.
All right, friends. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I hope that you challenged yourself to really look at what could be for you in that message. What could be an improvement for you? Where could you show up as proud and disciplined as you go through this day? Maybe this is one of the things you put in your calendar. Remember, when we come up with ideas or thoughts or sayings that move or inspire us, put them in your calendar for multiple future dates so that it's not just a one and done experience. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a really wonderful day. I will chat with you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.